Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's social experiences podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. So this episode is an irregular episode. I'm not going to go through my events, restaurant news, brewery news, all that kind of good stuff. So if that's what you're here for, I guess you can skip this episode. This one is going to be more of a podcast update slash life update slash YYC Sociables update. So I'm just kind of talking about what's been going on for the last few weeks and letting you guys know where I'm at with that. I didn't make any sort of a script, so I'm totally just winging it and telling you guys what's happening. The last episode I recorded was a couple weeks ago. March 29th was when it came out, I believe, and that was right before the lockdown was officially announced. And since that time, I haven't put out an episode, and I think the reason for that is, well, one, I've actually been pretty busy, so it was kind of nice to not do episodes for a little bit, because I'm doing a bunch of different stuff. But the main reason is because with the lockdown announcement, I went from having very few events to talk about to pretty much zero events again. So it's been really a struggle because when I started this podcast back in January, I did it with like the impression that I'd only be in the lockdown for like 3 more weeks. And then I thought there would be events to talk about. But then February came and still no events. March came. Couple of events. Talking about virtual events, outdoor events, you know, a little bit of restaurant news because finally the restaurants opened up. So there was kind of like a little bit of light there. And now, well, here we are, shut down again. So it's just been really like personally depressing. Like imagine if you started a podcast about talking about plant varieties and you're all excited to like tell everyone about all these different plant types that you liked and you just really wanted to talk about the diversity of plants and why each one was unique. And then all of a sudden, somehow all those plants got taken away from you and you can only talk about the same 3 plants every week. And then those same 3 plants got taken away and you had like 1 plant to talk about a week. So like that's kind of how I feel right now. I feel like all my content that I'm most excited about to give you guys has literally been like just ripped out of my hands. So not feeling super good about that, not feeling super happy about the content that I'm delivering you guys, because I feel like I'm letting you down. Like I honestly like want to make this podcast exciting, but there's nothing for me to give. So that's where I'm at. I feel crappy about it. But at the same time, I'm still liking the podcast. We're still growing in listeners and we're growing in number of Instagram followers all the time. So I know there's like demand for the material and people are excited about, you know, the event and restaurant news and socializing in Calgary and all that good stuff. So I'm not going to quit, but I am going to pivot a little bit. And so what I've been working on for the last few weeks that's been keeping me so busy is trying to think about where this podcast is going to go that can still be like valuable and interesting for you guys. So I don't want to completely drop talking about the events stuff because I have hope in the future events are going to come back. They may be, you know, in the distant future, but like they'll come back eventually. So I'm going to circle around to events. But in the meantime, what I've been working on is getting guests on my podcast. And I've been talking about this repeatedly, but finally I've taken kind of some action steps in terms of moving that forward. So I have got some new podcast equipment, which is really exciting. I'm actually talking on a new mic right now, so I sound different. Hopefully I sound better. I don't know if I sound worse, then that's a fail. But yeah, I got a couple of new mics. I've got some new equipment. I still need to get a few more things so I have my setup more complete. I'm currently making a like nifty little, I don't know what to call it, podcast desk kind of podcasting area in my office here so I can have guests and they can actually sit down and have their own mic and we can have like a nice face-to-face conversation and yeah, I'll start delivering that to you guys. So I also made a list of potential guests, and it is a long list. I have people who have volunteered to be on my podcast. I have people who are were recommended to me that people said should really be on the podcast because they're really interesting, like local people or just like very relevant to my podcast. And I have people who I have like kind of done some research on and I just think would be a really good match for the podcast. So they've kind of come from like all different places, all different avenues. But the problem is the list is too long, honestly, because I have people from all different areas, like the vent industry, brewery industry, love to talk to people about that, chefs, like knowing what's going on in the restaurant industry. So my list is very long. So I'm working on how I can fit in, like, what is my order going to be? Am I going to do like a chef one week? Am I going to have on the next week, like someone from the vent industry, or will it depend on just people scheduling? So I'm kind of tackling how that like logistical stuff is going to happen, how I'm going to prioritize who's going to be on the podcast first, because I have, yeah, the list is over, well over 100 people. I don't know how many people are on the list. And more people keep asking to be on my podcast every day, and I haven't had a single guest yet. So I'm getting there. I'm so close. Every week I move a little bit closer, and then I realize like three more things I need to do where I can actually have someone on the podcast. So anyway, I wanted to give you, the listener, that update because, like I said, I still want it to be valuable and interesting to you, even during this weird, crappy COVID time where there are no events and everything in the industry is in hold. But who knows, maybe with vaccinations coming along, things could turn around fairly quickly. Trying to stay positive, right? The next thing I want to update you guys about is I've actually hired someone to be part of the, I'll call it the YYC Sociables team, because I was just having trouble managing, well, because one thing, I work full time, but then doing Sarah Sociables stuff, and then on top of that, doing YYC Sociables stuff. It was just like, I felt like so many things were falling through the cracks, and I found, well, I guess I didn't really find him, he kind of found me. There's this lovely fellow named Jeff who is now helping me out. He kind of volunteered because he was really interested in the topic matter, and that's great because I want someone who's excited about these same topics that I am excited about. So he's helping out with the YYC Sociables Instagram page mostly right now. That's his main role. So if you see, well, you probably noticed there's been a few posts on there recently that look a little bit different. That's all from Jeff, and they look really awesome. Like I said, he's excited about sharing what, you know, events are around that he can share. So he's been posting what he sees out there, and he's been putting a lot of stories on. You guys have been like engaging with them and DMing him and everything. And so I just wanted to say that you might think that you're talking to me, but you're actually talking to Jeff. So just consider us all part of the YYC Sociables team. Yeah, so that's been super awesome. Super excited to have Jeff on board. And he's going to help me with, again, some of those logistical things, scheduling guests and moving it forward and making the podcast bigger and better than ever. The third update that I want to bring you is, you may have seen it on my stories. I've been posting a little bit about how I'm working towards having some YYC Sociables merch. And I don't know if merch is like the right word for it, because I don't really want just like, you know, plain t-shirts with like a logo on it, because like, who's gonna want to wear that? Like, I want to make some either shirts or some like some, I had an idea to do like some wine cups or some sort of drinkware, because I think that would go well with the whole brand, and have it look actually cool on its own so that you would want to buy it for like some fun image on it, but then have the logo on it somewhere small, like on the sleeve or something like that. So I haven't worked out any designs. I've got some things that are kind of in the works. Plus, I have someone working on developing and like more official logo for YYC Sociables, because the one that is on the Instagram page right now, it looks okay, but I made it myself and I'm not a graphic designer. So I think that it needs to be something that, it can be spruced up a little bit, and I need it to be something that can transfer to various types of stuff, right? Because if we want to put it on a sticker or a shirt, like it needs to be flexible that way. So yeah, that's exciting. New logo coming sometime soon. Don't really have a timeline on that. And merch to come sometime after that. And again, don't really have a timeline on that either. It's just kind of working on it in between all of the other things that I'm working on. But I wanted you to be excited about that, because I think that this, Again, I don't like calling it merch. Maybe I should call it like the YYC Sociables clothing line, or I don't know if it's a clothing line though. Anyway, I want you to be excited about this line of awesome stuff because it's not merch. It's going to be cool stuff that you actually want to wear, that if you're going to a pub or something that you'll be, you know, excited to put on and just hang out with your friends. Your friends will be like, oh, that's a cool t-shirt, you know, like, where did you get it at? Instead of like, I don't want you to be a walking advertising for YYC Sociables. That is not the purpose of the clothing line. I'll think of what to call it, but I'll keep you guys updated because I'm really excited about this new kind of offshoot of what I'm doing here. The fourth update I have for you is I'm kind of moving into a more standardized advertising model for YYC Sociables, just to kind of simplify things because now there's two people on the team, and make it more streamlined, and also just help with kind of explaining to people what's available for them if you're interested in advertising with us. So that is basically rolling right now. So if you're interested in advertising, make sure you drop me an email, or you can also message me on Instagram, or you can message the YYC Sociables account and you can see what that's all about. I think we've designed something that is really valuable for your dollars spent. It's like, I don't know if I should tell you guys about it on the podcast if the listeners care or not, but I think we've got a good system going. So if you or if someone else you know wants to advertise with YYC Sociables, definitely now is the time to reach out because we are doing some new exciting stuff with advertising that no one else in the city is doing. No one else in the whole city has a simultaneous podcast and Instagram account going that can offer this unique of a audience to people. So I'm really excited about that. The fifth and final update I have for you is probably less interesting for you and more interesting for me, but I'm actually in the process of joining a podcast network, which is kind of cool. It's called Chirp Media and they're out of BC. And so hopefully we get that contract nailed down soon, probably in the next week or so. And as a result, it probably won't make a huge difference for you guys in terms of your audio experience, but there may be some new ads coming on the podcast where I talk about other podcasts that are part of the network that I think you guys should check out. So that's just something you can expect in the future. And I'm excited about it because it means I'm growing as a podcast. So that's pretty cool. So I think that's all I have in terms of podcast/life updates. I've personally been really busy the last few weeks, which is good. Even like despite the lockdown, it's given me some time to catch up on a bunch of things, and I've been, because I'm always like juggling so many different projects at once, as you can tell. So I've been busy. Busy is good. Lots of things moving forward slowly, one kind of step at a time. So that's why I felt like I had to do this update episode to kind of let you guys know why I was MIA for 2 weeks, because exciting things are coming for you. All right, thanks for listening to this episode, you guys, and I hope to do another one soon. The schedule's a little bit wonky right now, so bear with me, but you will hear from me sometime again soon. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.